अधम अधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय अधम अधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरवन चारी यमुन तीरवन चारी जय रध माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगमयी की यमुनामयी की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी देवी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all the devotees who assembled for this third day of our discussion on Brihad Bhagavatamritam. In the last 2 days we have seen Narada Muni's great quest for Krishna's most beloved devotee. And whomever he met, those devotees are very humble. They are humbly admitting that they are not the greatest devotees of Krishna. There are other devotees who received more mercy of Krishna, who had more devotion for Krishna. So, Brihad Bhagavatamrita highlights this wonderful Vaishnava quality of being very humble in one's demeanor, in one's mood, so that the mercy of Krishna can descend. Basically, when we think we are happy, we are great, we are content, that kind of self-satisfaction, self-contentment is kind of against the principle of or the mood of a Vaishnava who is supposed to be a beggar of mercy. In the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is a nice discussion between, amongst all the bhakti scriptures. So these bhakti scriptures headed by Srimad Bhagavatam and many other devotional literatures, in their personified forms, they were giving a discourse to Gopakumar. He is the hero of the next volume of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. There, they speak about this Atmaramata, Atmaramatva. Atmaram means one who is self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction. And that quality of self-contentment or self-satisfaction is called Atmaramatva. But that kind of self-satisfaction, not looking for anything else beyond oneself for satisfaction, is against the mood of Vaishnava humility, against the mood of a Vaishnava who always looks forward for mercy, kripa. So, the acharyas constantly offer prayers for more mercy, more grace. Although they received so much of mercy and grace, but they keep on praying for more and more and more. That eagerness is the qualification to receive more grace.
भाई महाराज जी की।
हरे कृष्ण। वी हैव दिस ब्यूटिफुल श्लोक। संसार कूपे पतितोत्यगाधे मोहांधपूर्णे विषयाभितप्ते करावलंबं मम देहि विष्णु गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति। संसार कूपे पतितोत्यगाधे, इट्स देयर ऑन द स्लाइड, या यू कैन ऑल्सो रिसाइट। संसार कूपे पतितोत्यगाधे मोहांधकूपे विषयाभितप्ते करावलंबं मम देहि विष्णु गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति। A devotee thinks that I am in samsara kupa. I am in this deep well of samsara, the cycle of birth and death. Patito tyagadhe, patita, I am fallen into this samsara, which is so deep, so dark. Mohandhapurne विषयाभितप्ते मोह अंधपूर्णी। मोह इज इल्यूजन। अंध मीन्स वन बिकम्स वेरी ब्लाइंड बिकॉज ऑफ इल्यूजन। द मटीरियल इल्यूजन मेक्स वन ब्लाइंड टू द रियालिटी ऑफ वन ओन सेल्फ आइडेंटिटी एज सर्वेंट ऑफ कृष्ण। मोहांधपूर्णे विषयाभितप्ते, आई एम बीइंग टॉर्मेंटेड बाई दिस विषया सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स। करावलंबं मम देहि विष्णु गोविंद दामोदर माधवेति। ओ लॉर्ड, ओ विष्णु, प्लीज एक्सटेंड योर हेल्पिंग हैंड एंड प्रोटेक्ट मी एंड लिफ्ट मी अप फ्रॉम दिस संसार कूपा। एंड व्हेनेवर अ डिवोटी इज प्रेइंग लाइक दिस चैंटिंग द होली नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड डिसेंड्स। एज सत्यव्रत मुनि प्रेस इन दामोदर अष्टकम्, नमो देव दामोदर अनंत विष्णु प्रसीद प्रभो दुख जलाधिमग्नम कृपा दृष्टि वृष्ट्याति दीनम बतनो गृहाणेश मामग्नमेध्यक्षि दृश्य। ही इज चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड। नमो देवा दामोदर अनंत विष्णु प्रसीद प्रभो, ओ लॉर्ड प्लीज शो सम मर्सी अपॉन मी। दुख जालाभिमग्नम, आई एम कॉट अप इन दिस दुख जाला, ए नेटवर्क ऑफ ओशन ऑफ मिजरीज। Dukkha is the misery, jala means network, abdhi means ocean. I am caught up in an ocean of network of miseries. Please protect me. I am chanting your names. On top of it, I am Dina. Ati Dina, not Dina, I am Ati Dina. Ati Dinam Batano. And I am Agna. I am very ignorant. I don't know the way of coming out of it. The only way I know is your helping hand. Please protect me. संसारांभसि संभृत भ्रम भरे गंभीरता पत्रय ग्राहेणाभिगृहीत उग्रगतिना क्रोशंतमंतर्भयात् दीप्त्रेणाद्य सुदर्शनेन विबुधा क्लांतिच्छिदाकारिण चिंता संतति रुद्ध मुद्धर हरे मुच्चित्त दंतीश्वरम्। संसारांभसि संभृत भ्रम भरे, I am caught up in this samsara, sagara, which is like Brahma Bhare. There are so many waves of illusion and difficulties, miseries. Gambhirata patraya. Also this samsara sagara is filled with tapatrayas. Gambhira, very grave situation. Already we are caught up in this samsara sagara, this ocean of material existence. On top of it, crocodile caught our foot. ग्राहेणाभिगृहीत उग्रगतिना, ग्राहेणा मीन्स दिस क्रोकोडाइल हैज कॉट, उग्रगतिना
very fiercely. This crocodile is very determined to pull us down. Graheṇa abhigrihita mugra gatina akroshantam antarbhayat. And I'm very fearful within. Akroshantam, I'm crying for help. I don't know swimming. I fell into this ocean and a crocodile is catching my foot. What's my situation? I'm fearful and I'm praying to Krishna. Krishna, please come and protect me. Akroshantam antarbhayat. Deeptrenadya sudarshanena vibudha klanti chidakarina. Oh Krishna, please release your Sudarshan Chakra that has the track record of protecting even great devatas also from their difficulties. Deeptrenadya sudarshanena vibudha klanti chidakarina. Chinta santati ruddha muddhar hare machitta dantishwaram. My chitta, my mind is like dantishwara. What is dantishwara? Danti means one who has big danta. That is elephant. Dantishwara is the king of all elephants. Gajendra. My mind is like that Gajendra. My mind is caught up in realities of this material existence. Krishna, only you can come and protect me. This is the prayer of a devotee. Then Krishna comes. Bhakta paya bhujanga garudamadi trailokya rakshamani gopi lochana chatakam budamani saundarya mudramani yah kantamani rukmini ghanakucha dvandvaika bhushamani shreyo deva shikhamani rdishatuno gopala chudamani. Whenever devotees are in difficulty, Krishna comes on the back of Garuda immediately to protect the devotee. Wherever the devotee may be, in the three worlds, Krishna is there to protect. Only thing is, the devotee misses the desperation. The devotee doesn't feel the desperateness in praying for mercy. This morning, during the guided japa session, His Holiness Suchinandana Swami Maharaj was telling us, pray, pray, please, please, please. It's not a formality, please. It's not a ritualistic, please. It's a desperate, please. Please, Krishna, show some mercy. Engage me in your service. Maharaj was reminding us, quoting Srila Prabhupada, we need to cry for Krishna while chanting the names of the Lord. I was trying. Maharaj is reminding every now and then, keep trying. Please trying your best. I try after a few mantras again, go back to normal chanting. So we lack the desperation. We are actually caught up in the samsara sagara, but there is no desperation to receive that mercy. But these devotees whom Narada Muni is meeting, Narada Muni is conducting a series of podcasts with so many devotees. First podcast with Prayag Brahmana. Second podcast with whom? South Indian king. Third podcast with whom? Indra. And Narada Muni is conducting so many podcasts, but the podcasts are not getting any views. Materialistic, mundane podcasts, which are done with mundane people, they get millions of views. But when pure devotees are conversing with each other about devotional topics, hardly anyone reads them. Hardly anyone reads Brihad Bhagavatamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. These devotional literatures, they have less audience. We have been a minority since time immemorial. Devotees have been minority since time immemorial. Our reach is very less. So the next podcast of Narada Muni is with Brahma. He went to Brahmaloka. And to conduct podcast, he is going to different planetary systems. Not that he is calling all the guests to one studio only. Generally the podcast host conducts podcast in his studio and he keeps inviting guests. But Narada Muni is going to different planets. Bhuloka, Swargaloka, Brahmaloka, Sadashivaloka, Sutalaloka. He conducted podcast with Prahlad Maharaj in Sutalaloka yesterday. Now he is going to Kimpurushaloka. Prahlad Maharaj says, I just remembered Krishna when I was in some difficulties, but I never rendered service to the Lord. And the kind of mercy that I received is also very, very limited. Very intermittent darshans I got. Just to kill my father, the Lord appeared. Narasimhadev appeared from a pillar. And he killed Hiranyakashipu. And he left. After that, I hardly got any darshan. I got darshan of next incarnation. When the Lord appeared to bless my grandson, Bali Maharaj, I got his darshan once again as Vamanadev. When I went to hunt, there I got darshan of Naranarayan Rishi, Lord Pitavasa, once again. So my darshans are very rare. My connection is only through remembrance. That too, when I'm in difficulty, I remembered him. I hardly did any service. He never gave me an opportunity to serve him. Shiva highlighted Prahlad Maharaj so much earlier. The mercy that Prahlad Maharaj got, even Lakshmi did not get, Brahma did not get, Shiva did not get. So Prahlad is the best devotee. So Shiva highlighted him so much. In fact, Lord Vamanadev appeared to bless Bali Maharaj only because he is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. It is because of the Lord's mercy on Prahlad Maharaj that he showed some mercy on Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj had a descendant named Banasur. The Lord killed so many asuras, but he did not kill Banasur. Why? He is coming in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. See, the Lord is showing so much mercy in so many members in Prahlad Maharaj's dynasty, although they became demoniac. Bali Maharaj completely changed the universal administrative system. Just like in the universe, the Lord has created a system. The devatas must rule sitting in the heaven. Bali Maharaj changed it. He made the demons rule the heaven, not the devatas. So although Bali Maharaj went against the universal administrative system, the cosmic government orchestrated by Lord Vishnu, still Lord Vishnu only showed mercy on Bali Maharaj. What is the reason? Because he is coming in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. So this is how Lord Shiva glorified Prahlad Maharaj. Banasur, what did Banasur do? You know Banasur's story, right? Banasur kidnapped Aniruddha. There was a big fight between Banasur and the Dwarkavasis, including Krishna, Balaram and everyone. And Lord Shiva came to fight on behalf of Banasur. There was a big fight between Shiva and Vishnu. Earlier, I skipped so many details, but what to do? We have to squeeze in the... Parikshit Maharaj gave the essence of Bhagavatam, and I'm giving a super quick, compact summary of Bhagavatamritam. Narada Muni glorified Shiva, saying that Lord Krishna did not kill Banasur because he is your devotee. The Lord is merciful upon your devotees, O Shiva. Then Shiva said, no, the Lord did not choose to kill Banasur because he is my devotee. The Lord did not kill Banasur because he is a descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. All credit goes to Prahlad Maharaj, not me. So Shiva diverted all the glories to Prahlad Maharaj. Now Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, see, the Lord might have protected my descendants, but what is the attention that he is giving me? How many opportunities did he give me to serve? In fact, although these people are my descendants, they created so much disturbance in the cosmos. My grandson Prahlad Maharaj, he went against the universal administrative system where devatas have to rule, but my grandson Bali Maharaj made demons rule the heaven. That's an offense on my part. And my great grandson Banasur, he kidnapped Krishna's family member, Krishna's grandson Aniruddha. That's an offense on his part. That goes into my account. Just like Brahma was taking responsibility of all the offenses done by the devatas and daityas, Prahlad is also taking responsibility of all the offenses done by people in his dynasty. See, devotees are very eager to take responsibility for the mistakes committed by themselves and by others also. While other devotees are eager to highlight their glories, these people are eager to highlight their mistakes and their negative side, so-called negative side. Anyways, Prahlad Maharaj said, I did not do much seva. Hanumanji did seva. So you need to go to Hanumanji. So now let's begin the class. Now, we are in the fourth chapter, right? Yes. Can you please show 42nd shloka? Yeah, this one. Under that picture, there is this shloka. You can zoom it. 42nd shloka. Prahalad Maharaj is glorifying Hanumanji here. Aseshatrasarahito
Mahavratadharah Kritim
Mahaviro
Raghupater
Asadha Asadharana Sevakah Aseshatrasarahito. Trasa means fears or anxieties. But Hanumanji is devoid of any fears or anxieties. Asesha trasa rahito. Mahavrata dhara kriti. Mahavrata dhara is a staunch brahmachari. Right? He is like an aishtika brahmachari. He is a staunch brahmachari. And he performed so many auspicious deeds. Mahavrata dhara. Then Mahaviro. Mahavira means he is a great hero. You know, you want the definition of a great hero. You please go to the next thing. It's there in the note. Acharya's write it in the commentary. Yeah, just scroll it. In the next page, 77th page, first two lines. Yeah.
Dhanaviram dharmaviram
yuddhaviram
tathaivacham
rasamviram apipraham
brahma
trividhamevahi. Brahma defined that there are three kinds of viras, heroes. One, Dhanaviram, the hero of charity. Second, Dharmavira, the hero of all virtues, values, morals, ethics, principles. Then third is Yuddhaviram, a hero in battle. And Hanumanji is all three. And not just that, there is one additional qualification of the virta of Hanumanji also. That is Rasam Viram. Rasa is relationship with Krishna or Lord Ramachandra here. So Hanumanji is also hero because he received lot of reciprocation from Lord Ramachandra. So these are some glories of Hanuman. Then Prahalad Maharaj glorifies Hanuman in so many ways. So one, he jumped across the ocean, 100 yojanas of the fathomless ocean, and he comforted Mother Sita in her distress. And you know many such glories. Let's recite one shloka that describe the glories of Hanumanji. 49th shloka.
Sita Pramodanah Swami
Satprasadeka
Bhajanam
Agnayatmeshwarasyatram Sthitopi virahasaraham
Atmanam
nitya tat kirti Sevade
sravade no padharayan
Tanmurti parshvatastishthan
Rajate
dhyapi purvavat Sita pramodanah. Hanumanji was glorious in comforting Sita Devi. Mother Sita was caught up in Lanka and Ravana is every day coming and tormenting her. Become my wife, become my queen. You will become my foremost queen. I will make even Mandodari as your servant. You become my foremost queen. It's like we come early in the morning, we chant Samsara Davana Lili Dhaloka. So Ravana's morning program is he'll go to Ashoka Vatika and Sita is there in front of him. He'll offer prayers to her, please become my queen. And some he changes gears also. First he requests her to become his queen and she rejects. Then he becomes angry. He'll instruct all the demonesses, rakshasis there. If she doesn't agree, you kill her and you cook breakfast for me with her flesh. So these are the instructions given by Ravana. And Mother Sita is constantly surrounded by people who are breaking four regulative principles every day. And for a chaste woman, even to stand in front of another man is a bit uncomfortable. right? But Sita is most chaste lady, and here is a lusty man, Ravana, coming in regularly, every day in the Brahma Muhurta, is requesting her to become queen. So how difficult must be Sita Devi's situation? Not so easy. But only when Sita Devi saw Hanumanji, she felt some hope. She felt some hope of reunion with Lord Ramachandra. So when somebody is in such intense distress, and if you happen to relieve them from the distress, you are really great. And that is Hanuman. Hanumanji is the first person who gave hope to Mother Sita after a long, long time, after several months, almost 10 months of her imprisonment in Ashoka Vatika. So Sita Pramodanaha, Swami Sat Prasadaika Bhajanam. Swami is master. Who is the master of Ram? Who is the master of Hanuman? Lord Ramachandra. So Lord Ramachandra became extremely pleased with Hanumanji's service. Then, by the Lord's order, he still lives in this world. He is unable to bear separation from the Lord, from Lord Ramachandra, but still he lives there. The Lord has taken everybody to the eternal Ayodhya Dham, including all the Vrajava, all the Ayodhya Vasis, and even Sugriva and many Vanaras. But the Lord did not take Hanumanji. Hanumanji is asked to stay back in this world. And he is staying in Kumpurusha Loka, feeling separation from the Lord. And also, the Lord was willing to offer liberation to Hanumanji, but Hanumanji said, I will not accept liberation without Seva. Kapiladev says in the third canto of Bhagavatam, Kapiladev describes to his mother Devahuti. He says, Salokya Sarishti Sabhipya Sarupyekatva Bhapyuta Diyamanam Nagrihananti Vina Matsevanam Janaha. So Salokya Sarishti, there are five types of liberation. I think devotees here are familiar with it. I don't have to elaborate on it. So, four types of personal liberation and one impersonal liberation. Any of these five, even if the Lord personally offers to a devotee, devotee says, no, I don't want. Vina mat sevanam janaha. Without service, what will I do with a form similar to the Lord? Sarupya Mukti means having a form similar to the Lord. What will I do with the same form as the Lord? Four hands? No, it will be a burden for me. Unless I have some service that I can render with these four hands, why do I need four hands? Why do I need the same amount of opulences? Why should I stay in the Lord's planet if I don't have a service there? I want seva. I want seva. So, in that mood, he rejects liberation. Please go to the next shloka, 52nd shloka.
Yadrichaya labdhamapi Vishnu ardasharathestu yaha Naichan moksham vinadasyam Tasmai Hanumate Namaha Yadrichaya labdhamapi Vishnu dasharathestu yaha.
Although Hanuman obtained from the son of Dasharadhi, Dasharadha is Lord Ramachandra, so although Hanuman attained liberation from Lord Ramachandra directly, still he says, I don't want it. Right?
Na ichchan moksham vina dasyam.
Without dasyam, why, what will I do with moksham? Again, in the second volume of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a great discussion done by the Bhakti Shastras, the devotional scriptures, how bhakti is better than mukti. Very elaborately they describe. So he says, I don't want any mukti, I want only bhakti. Tasmai Hanumate Namaha. Let me offer obeisances to Hanumanji. So after hearing the glories of Hanumanji from Prahlad, Narada Muni is very much inspired to immediately go to Kimpurusha Loka and meet Hanumanji at once. And Narada Muni doesn't have to wait for the ticket prices to go down to book his ticket. So there is Narada Airlines. There is Hanuman Airlines also. There is Garuda Airlines also. So Narada Airlines is there. He immediately went to Kimpurusha Loka within a moment. And see this beautiful scene. You can show the picture, Prabhu. Hanumanji was in Kimpurusha Loka, absorbed in his service to Lord Ramachandra, absorbed in his worship of Lord Ramachandra. And Narada Muni is descending towards Hanuman. Hanumanji just noticed Narada Muni, two brahmacharis. Narada Muni is a brahmachari, Hanuman is a brahmachari. So there is a lot of love and affection between these two brahmacharis. So this brahmachari is descending, Narada Airlines, and Hanuman Airlines is ascending. They both met on the sky, and they embraced each other like this, and they danced in the sky. So for a long time, they were just glorifying Lord Ramachandra, and they're happily praising Lord Ram, chanting the names of Lord Ramachandra, doing Ramanam Sankirtan. They said, Jaya Sri Raghunatha He, Jaya Sri Janaki Kanta, Jaya Sri Lakshmanagraja. Let's recite this shloka. Sri Janaki Jeevan Ramachandra. Nishacharare Bharata Grajesha. Jihve Pibaswa Amrita Meta Deva. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Shri Janaki Jeevana Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra is Janaki Jeevana, life and soul of Sita Devi. Nishacharare, Nishacharari means he is the enemy of all Nishacharas. You know what is Nishachara? Nishi means night. Nishachara means one who wanders in the night. So Nishachara. Nishachara Hari. So Lord Ramachandra is the enemy of night wandering demons. So Avanita Nayaka Baniyakaram Rajanika Racharu Mukhamburuham Rajani Chara Rajatabhaviram Mahaniya Baham Raghuramamaye. Avanita Naya. Who is Avanita Naya? Sita Devi. Avani is earth, Tanaya is daughter. Daughter of earth is Sita Devi. Avani Tanaya Kamaniya Karam. Lord Ramachandra completely mesmerized Sita Devi when he went to Mithila city to break that Shivadhanu. Avani Tanaya Kamaniya Karam. Rajani Karacharu Mukhamburuham. Rajanikara. Rajani is night. Rajanikara is the beautiful moon, the king of night. And Charumukhamburuham, Lord Ramachandra's lotus face is so charming, so beautiful, like the full moon in the sky, in the night. So Rajanikara Charumukhamburuham. The next line is interesting. Rajani Chararaja Tamoviram Mane Mahaniyavaham Raghuramamayi. Rajani Chara, we have seen Rajanikara, that is moon. This is Rajanichara. Rajanichara is one who wanders in the night. Nishachara, Rajanichara means those who wander in the night. Rakshasas, they are very active in the night. Rajanichara Raja is the king of all demons. King of all those people who wander in the night. That is Ravana. Rajanichara Raja Tamomihiram Mahaniyamaham Raghuramamaye. That Lord Ramachandra subdued the pride of Ravana were killing him, right? So, yeah. Jihive pibasvamrita meta deva. Please drink the nectar of the names of Lord Ramachandra. So, these two brahmacharis, our Hanumanji and Narada Muni, they both are dancing and chanting the names of Ram in the sky. And Hanumanji slowly came to composure and said, Narada Muni, come, I'll take you temple. I have a temple here. So deity worship is done not only by neophyte sadhakas, even Hanumanji also does deity worship. So in the Kimpurusha Loka, he established a beautiful deity of Lord Ramachandra. And again, one more dance program in front of the deities. So there Narada Muni and Hanumanji, they were taking darshan of Lord Ramachandra, they were chanting the names of Lord Ram. And seeing this, Narada Muni started praising Hanuman. Hanuman, you are the best recipient of Lord Ramachandra's mercy. And you have rejected liberation. Generally, most people aspire for liberation. Out of the four purusharthas, dharmartha, kama, moksha, moksha is the end, at the end. That's the final aspiration of most people in this world. But you have rejected liberation. You are such a great devotee. You have chosen service. And your service to the Lord is incomparable. You know how Hanumanji served Lord Ramachandra? In 14 ways. You are eager to know the 14 ways in which Hanumanji served Ram? Please go to that shloka, Prabhu. Yeah. Recite.
Dasasakhava Hanumasanam Dhojam. Chhatram Vitanam Yajanam Chavandim. Mantri Bhishak Yodhapati Sahaya. Sreshto Mahakirti Vivardhanascha. Dasasakhavahanamahanam Dhajam. Chhatram Vitanam Yajanam Chavandim. Mantri Bhishak Yodhapati Sahaya. Sreshto Mahakirti Vivardhanascha.
Hanumanji has fans all over the universe. Whether men or women, children or elders, young people or old people, everybody loves Hanumanji. He's totally non-controversial personality. People may even find fault with Lord Ramachandra saying that, oh, Ram shot an arrow on Vali from behind a tree, etc., etc. But nobody has any objections about Hanumanji's character or integrity or devotion or his great charitra. Agreed? All of your Hanuman's fans? I have a special connection with Hanumanji. We were initiated on Hanuman Jayanti Day in 2010. And in 2014, Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari deities were installed at Govardhan Eco Village on Hanuman Jayanti Day. So we have some special bonding with Hanuman. Anyways, these are the 14 ways in which Hanumanji served Lord Ramachandra. First, Dasaha, as a servant. Second, Sakha, as a friend also. So Hanumanji sometimes acts like a friend. Of course, not as intimate as the Gopas, but like a friend. Third, Vahanam. He also becomes a Vahana, a vehicle, a carrier. So we have seen in the previous picture, right? Hanumanji is carrying Ram and Lakshman on his back. Then Asanam. He also becomes like a seat. He offers a seat and he also becomes a seat. His back becomes a seat. Then Dhoja, like a flag. Hanumanji is constantly accompanying Lord Ramachandra and he acts like a flag. Then Chhatram, like an umbrella. When Hanumanji is carrying Ram on his back, he has a tail, right? The tail acts like a Chhatram, like an umbrella. Have you seen some deities like that? Maybe you can carve a deity also. So Hanumanji is flying, Hanuman Airlines is like this. And Ram is sitting like this, Ram's asana is there. And Hanumanji's tail and the like white hairs at the end of his tail, they are like chitri for him, umbrella. And also like chamara for him. Then, not chamara, sorry, vyajanam. Vyajanam, you know, fan. So Hanumanji's tail acts like chhatram, umbrella. Vitanam, canopy. Vyajanam, fan also. Three things. With one tail, he accomplishes three things. He does three services to the Lord. Right? Chhatram, Vitanam, Vyajanam. Then Vandi. Vandi is a bard. There are some professional reciters. They are called Sutamagada Vandis. They are like professional bards. Especially in the kingdoms of Kshatriyas, the king is sitting there and the Sutamagada Vandis, these professional bards come and glorify the king. So Hanumanji acts like that. He's always doing Ram Bhajan. He's always praising Lord Ramachandra. But how many did we count? First Dasaha, second Sakha, third Vahanam, fourth Asanam, fifth Dhvaja, sixth Chhatram, seventh Vitanam, eighth Vyajanam, ninth Vandi. Okay. Tenth is Mantri. He acts like a Mantri, minister. Mantri means a minister who gives good advices. For example, you can see show the picture, Prabhu. Do we have that picture here? Hanumanji recommending Vibhishan's name. You can go to 78th page. In the 78th page, there's a beautiful picture. Hanumanji saw Vibhishan. Vibhishan came for Sharanagati. We are in Sharanagati retreat, right? Let's talk a little bit for 2 minutes about Vibhishan Sharanagati. So, Vibhishan was requesting Ravana to respectfully return Sita Devi to Ram. So many times he's told, but Ravana was not listening. Then Vibhishan got frustrated with Ravana, rejected Ravana. How many times he has to hear that denial of Ravana, arrogance of Ravana. So he rejected Ravana and came to Lord Ramachandra with few of his associates. Then Ram asked all his associates like Sugriva, Jambavan, Nala, Neela, Angada, Hanuman. He asked, oh, Vibhishan came for Sharanagati, should we give him Sharanagati or not? Then all the monkeys, Vanara warriors gave their opinions. Then Sugriva, the king of all Vanaras, gave his opinion. He said, my dear Ram, after all, Vibhishan is the brother of Ravana. He is a demon by birth, probably by nature also. Just before this Lanka war, Vibhishan is coming here and asking for your Sharanagati. What does it mean? Is it some political move or what? He is coming here requesting for your shelter. Probably he wants to gather all the secrets of our military army and send voice notes to Ravana, send secret WhatsApp messages to Ravana and immediately delete them so that no one can see them. He wants to gather our military secrets or what? Better don't accept him. If you take my suggestion, I would say, kill him. Sugriva told Lord Ramachandra to kill Vibhishan. Ram said, okay, thanks for your opinion. Hanuman, what's your opinion? Hanumanji said, I have studied the demeanor of Vibhishan. Vibhishan is very pure in his character, very noble in his motives. He has no ulterior motives. He genuinely loves you. He genuinely disapproves the misdeeds of his brother Ravana. He is not coming here to harm us. He is coming here to help us, serve us, seeking our friendship. Please accept. Then Ram said, I agree with Hanuman. That does not mean I am not happy with Sugriva. Very important point here. Sugriva said, don't accept Vibhishan. And Hanuman said, accept Vibhishan. So both of them gave exactly opposite advices. And Ram accepted Hanuman's advice. He rejected Sugriva's advice. But he did not reject Sugriva. There's a difference. He only rejected Sugriva's opinion. Because Ram goes one step ahead. Please don't associate opinions of people with their personalities, their motives. Opinion is dependent on their knowledge, their information, the information that they have, which may be incomplete. But what is the motive behind giving this suggestion, giving this opinion? The motive of Sugriva is completely pure. Sugriva just wanted to serve Lord Ramachandra. Sugriva, with whatever information he had, with whatever knowledge he had, with whatever intelligence he had, as the king of all Vanaras, thinking from the perspective of Ram's safety and Vanara's safety, he suggested, let's not accept Vibhishan. He's a well-wisher of Lord Ramachandra only. And Ram connected with that motive. If all leaders are like this, many conflicts could be resolved in a more easier way. Of course, sometimes situation could be more complicated than this. But point is, Sugriva's opinion or proposal may not be the best, but his intention is pure. The intention is very pure. He wanted to serve Lord Ramachandra. With whatever knowledge he had, he thought that not accepting Vibhishan as our friend will serve Lord Ramachandra the best. And Hanuman, with whatever intelligence, whatever information he had, he gave his opinion. In the case of Hanuman and Sugriva, their intentions are same. Opinions are opposite, but intentions are same. Right? So, Sugriva never had any contact with Vibhishan. But Hanumanji went to Lanka, he saw Vibhishan also, he studied his character, and Hanumanji is more intelligent also. Anyways, here the context is, Hanumanji acts like a mantri. He gives good advice to Lord Ramachandra. That is his 10th role. Then 11th role, mantri Bhishag. Bhishag means a doctor. He also brings medicines also. He brings rare medicines. If he doesn't find the medicine, he'll get the medical shop only. He will uproot the medical shop and bring here. Means he went to find Sanjeevani, but Sanjeevani was not visible to Hanumanji. So Hanumanji got the whole mountain and said, here is the medicine. Where? You figure out. I am unable to figure out, you figure out. Then Sushena, doctor, went and figured out and got the Sanjeevani, and then that's how all the Vanaras and Ram and Lakshman were revived. Then Bhishak, then Yodhapatihi. Yodhapati is a great general, military general. Then Sahaya. Sahaya means a helper. These are the 14 ways in which Hanumanji renders service to Lord Ramachandra. Okay. Then 66th shloka. We are going too slow today. Last 2 days I completed half of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first volume. 3.5 chapters have finished. I am stuck in this 4th chapter now. The 66th shloka. Samarpitatma parama prasadabhrit. Tadiya satkirti kathaika jivanah. Tadashritananda vivardhanah sada. Mahattamah Sri Garudaditodhikah. Samarpitatma. You are a completely surrendered devotee of Lord Ramachandra. Samarpitatma. Second, Paramaprasadabhrit. You have received the highest mercy. Tadiya Satkirti Kathaika Jeevanah. You know how Hanumanji is maintaining his life in separation from Lord Ramachandra? By hearing Ramakatha. By remembering Lord Ramachandra, by chanting the name of Ram. A devotee sustains one's life by Krishna Smaranam, by Krishna Kirtanam, by Krishna Sevanam. So Hanumanji is a great example of, you know, surviving or maintaining one's life by hearing Harikatha, by hearing Ramakatha. Then you always increase the bliss of the devotees sheltered by him. Whoever chants the name of Ram or worships Lord Ramachandra, Hanumanji has special affection for such devotees. And finally, Mahattama Sri Garudaditodhikah. You are Mahattama, you are the best devotee of the Lord. And Garudadhiko, you are better than Garuda also. You want to hear a story?
Yes.
So, one little story. Once, this is during Krishna's pastimes. Krishna was in Dwaraka. Krishna told Garuda, Garuda, I want to meet Hanuman. Go to Kimpurishaloka. Ask Hanuman to come here. Then Garuda went. Garuda Airlines landed at near Hanumanji's little hermitage and said, Hanuman, Krishna is calling you. Hanuman did not even look at Garuda. He's chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Then Garuda said, Hanuman, did you hear me? Krishna is calling you to Dwaraka immediately. Hanuman did not even pay any heed to Garuda. Garuda said, words are not working. Milder words are not working. Wilder words are also not working. Let me use my hands. Physical, let me become physical. So he went and touched Hanumanji. He was shaking Hanumanji. Hanuman, Krishna is calling you. Did you hear me? Hanumanji got a little irritated. What's happening here? Hanumanji has a long tail, right? With his tail, he just struck Garuda, and Garuda did not know what happened. When he opened his eyes, he's in front of Krishna in Dwaraka. So Garuda Airlines crashed down. He took off from Dwaraka and crashed again back in Dwaraka, right in front of Krishna. Nothing happened to him, but he was relocated. Very soon, very quickly. Then he opened his eyes and he saw Krishna. Krishna Krishna looked at Garuda and said, Garuda, what are you doing? Sleeping here? No, I went to Hanuman. You told me to call him. He did something and I'm back here. I didn't understand what happened. He said, basically he pushed you aside. Therefore you fell here. Maybe you are a little proud of your power, of your close relationship with me. So Hanumanji humbled you, but there is a way of bringing Hanuman here. Go and tell him Lord Ramachandra is calling him and Ram is in Dwaraka. Then Garuda again flew and landed next to Hanumanji. He said, Hanuman, Ram is calling you. He is in Dwaraka and he is about to explain something. He found that Hanuman is not there. Where is Hanuman? Where is Hanuman? Then he came back to Dwaraka confused, and Hanuman is already there in front of in Dwaraka. Meanwhile, as Garuda Airlines was flying towards Hanumanji, Krishna made a setting here. Garuda is going to inform Hanumanji that he is going to see Ram, but I am Krishna now. Unless I transform myself into Ramchandra, Hanuman will not be happy. Hanuman will not be comfortable. So Krishna planned to transform himself into Lord Ramachandra. Then he told Balaram, my dear younger elder brother, can you become my younger brother? Just for a while. You become Lakshman now. Balaramji agreed, of course, my dear Lord, I will do it. Then he went to Satyabhama. Satyabhama, can you become Sita Devi? He said, no, I will not become Sita. Okay, fine. The temperament doesn't match. Sita is mild. Sometimes Satyabhama is wild. She is dominating Krishna many times. Then Krishna went to Rukmini Devi. Rukmini, can you become Sita? I said, my dear Lord, of course I will become Sita. Now there is Ram Darbar here. Ram, Sita, Lakshman. Basically Krishna, Balaram and Rukmini became Ram, Sita, Lakshman. And Hanumanji came, offered obeisances. Then Garuda was witnessing the whole scene. Oh, Garuda was humbled. Garuda was thoroughly humbled. Hanumanji is more dearer to the Lord in terms of physical strength, and in terms of devotional strength also Hanumanji is superior to Garuda. Garuda understood it. Nothing to minimize Garuda. Garuda is definitely a great and exalted devotee of Krishna, Vishnu, Ram, no doubt. But he was affected by a slight tinge of pride, and the Lord humbled Garuda in this way, in this beautiful pastime. So Narada Muni is glorifying Hanumanji in so many ways like this. With a sad heart, I'll skip some shlokas. I will move ahead. So Hanumanji was praising Narada Muni so much. Narada Muni was praising Hanumanji so much. Then at one moment Hanumanji said, Narada Muni, please stop. Please stop here. I just can't hear this anymore. You are saying my devotion is absolutely pure? Aho Bhavan, eva vishuddha bhaktiman. Narada Muni, he himself is a pure devotee. He says, oh Hanuman, you are vishuddha bhaktiman. Shuddha is pure. You are vishuddha bhaktiman, you are extremely pure devotee. There is absolutely no malice in you, no distraction in you. With complete focus, you are completely dedicated to Lord Ramachandra's service, you delight all the devotees of Lord Ramachandra also. I have not seen a devotee who is better than you. Even Prahlad is glorifying you. Then Hanumanji starts refuting Narada Muni's praise. Narada Muni, please stop. It's very painful for me to hear my own glories, that too from you. I just cannot hear it anymore. You are saying that I am the best devotee of the Lord. Please understand, there are much, much better devotees than me. You want an example? Go to the Pandavas. Pandavas are extremely dear to Lord Krishna. Even Hanumanji also has an understanding that Krishna and Ram are non-different. In fact, Krishna is more complete in manifesting his qualities and reciprocating with his devotees, and Ram has certain, he has some reservations. He's a Maryada Purushottam. Nothing to minimize the position of Lord Ramachandra. He's exalted. But Ram, as Maryada Purushottam, he doesn't accept a second wife. Even Sita recommends Vedavati. She suffered on my behalf in the kingdom of Lanka. So, my dear Lord, please accept her. But Ram says, no, I will not accept. I am Ekapatni Vratadhara. even on Sita's recommendation, he wouldn't accept another wife. So Ram has his reservations. For example, Jambavan came to Lord Ramachandra and said, Ram, I have one desire. What? I am known to fulfill the desires of my devotees. Tell me, what is your desire? Then Jambavan said, I want to fight with you. I have not seen any warrior like you. I feel like fighting with you. Ram said, no, I will not fight with you. You said, you said that you will fulfill the desires of your devotees. I will fulfill, but not as Ram, but as Krishna. So then Krishna and Jambavan fought for 28 days later. That's the context of Jambavati's marriage. So Ram is Maryada Purushottam. He is very dignified, sober, and very regal and little formal, etc., etc. But Krishna is very playful. So Hanumanji understands this. Hanumanji says, I rendered service to Lord Ramachandra undoubtedly. In fact, it is His grace that He has given me so many opportunities to serve Him. I am grateful for that. But I don't have such an intimate bonding with Ram the way Pandavas had intimacy with Krishna. I am more as a dasa, but Pandavas are more like sakhas. They are more like friends. So definitely, a servant can intimately serve the master, but the intimacy of a friend is one step higher. So Hanumanji says, in what all ways Pandavas connect with Krishna? Lord Ramachandra did not serve Hanumanji. Not that Hanumanji is inclined to accept service of Ram, but if you see, the relationship is like that. Hanumanji is always servant, Ram is always the master. But Krishna became so captivated by the love and affection and devotion of the Pandavas that he did not even hesitate to perform such menial services towards the Pandavas.
Sarathya parishada sevana sakhya dautya virasana anugamanastavana pranaman Snigdheshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishnor bhaktim karoti nrupatis charana ravindi. Sarathya parishada sevana sakhya dautya. Sarathya, Krishna acted like a sarathi, a chariot driver of Arjuna. Parishada, he is also receiving agra puja in the Rajasuya sacrifice. In the Rajasuya sacrifice, Krishna took the role of washing the feet of the guests. At one moment, he is on the highest throne receiving the agra puja amidst all the Brahmarshis and Rajarshis and Devarshis and Devatas and Brahmanas. But in the next moment, he is there washing the feet of the guests there. Yudhishthira Maharaja's chariot came in front of this Indraprastha palace. And Krishna's chariot also came. Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to get down and welcome Krishna. But Krishna very swiftly got on his chariot and then ran towards Yudhishthira Maharaj and received him, welcomed him, because he is Raja. Krishna is not Raja. Yudhishthira is the Raja. So he gave that honor to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Krishna is very humble. Krishna is extremely humble in front of the Pandavas.
Sarathya parishada sevana sakhya dautya virasana anugamanastavana pranaman snigdheshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishnor bhaktim karoti nrupatis charana ravindi. Sarathi parishada sevana, he is rendering service to all the Pandavas. Sakhya, like a friend, he is serving. Dautya, like a messenger also. Like messenger is not a very, he need not be a very royal person. Messenger, go and give this message to that person. So Krishna acted like a messenger, Duta also, Pandava Duta. If you go to South India, there's a temple, Pandava Duta Perumal. There's a beautiful temple of Krishna as Pandava Duta, the messenger of Pandavas. So Hanumanji is saying that Krishna did so many menial services to the Pandavas. Sarathyam parishatvam cha sevanam mantri dutaye. Then virasana, like a guard in the night. Then chakre stutinatir api. He is even praising the Pandavas. Like a bard, he is praising the Pandavas. He is doing all kinds of menial services. So the intimacy levels between Pandavas and Krishna is very intense. And I cannot match that relationship.
So Pandavas are the better recipients of Krishna's mercy, not me, not me. I only got some opportunities for serving, but now I'm in separation. But now Krishna is displaying his great majestic pastimes, intimate pastimes on this planet, and he's personally there on the planet now. When Narada Muni is conducting all this series of podcasts, Krishna is still doing his pastimes in Dwarka. So Hanumanji diverted Narada Muni to the Pandavas. Then one more thing, Hanumanji said, you know how pure Pandava's home is? Because Krishna personally stays in Pandava's home, so many great sages come to Pandava's home, considering Pandava's home as a place of pilgrimage. Because Krishna is there. We have six living exchanges. What are the six living exchanges amongst Vaishnavas? Dadati, Pratigrahanati, Guhyamakhyati, Prichiti, right? But the Pandavas has six living exchanges with Krishna directly. Darshan, sparsha, samlapa, shayanasana, bhojanaihi. Darshan, the Pandavas take darshan of Krishna. Darshan, sparsha, they touch Krishna. Samlapa, they converse with Krishna. Shayana, they sleep with Krishna. Asana, they sit with Krishna. Bhojanaihi, they eat with Krishna. These are the six loving exchanges the Pandavas are having directly with Krishna. Darshana, sparsha, samlapa, shayanasana, bhojanaihi. Six loving exchanges. So Hanumanji says, they are more intimately connected to Krishna. Their home is like a place of pilgrimage. So you please don't consider me as the best recipient of Krishna's grace. Pandavas are the best recipients. Then Hanumanji becomes slightly informal here, in ecstasy. You know what he says? You can show 82nd shloka. Slide is not there. 82nd shloka. Yeah, this one.
Are prema paradhina. Vicharachara varjita. Niyojatha tam dautye. Sarathye pi mama prabhum.
Are. Who will say arey? In a friendly conversation, you say arey. Like, you don't find so many Sanskrit slokas with arey, arey there. But he says, arey, prema paradhina. He is like kind of addressing the Pandavas only, directly, in one sense, in the presence of Narada Muni. Oh, Pandavas, how glorious you are. Oh, Pandavas, arey, Pandavas. Prema paradhina. Pure love has completely subdued you. You are not even realizing that you are dealing with the master. The Purna Purushottam Bhagavan Krishna, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, he is the master of entire cosmos. You are not even realizing that you are dealing with him, and you are engaging him in this menial services as a messenger, as a chariot driver. what great ecstasy that you are possessing. Paradhina, prema paradhina means you are subdued by your own love for Krishna, that you are not even realizing Krishna's position. When somebody is so absorbed in one's friendship with the beloved, with another person, they don't recognize their formal identities. They don't recognize their official posts. He's my friend. The Vrajavasis never consider Krishna as God. He's our friend. Even though Krishna swallows a forest fire right in front of the eyes of the Gopas don't consider Krishna as God. For a moment, once the Gopas felt, Krishna swallowed forest fire? He saved all of us, saved all the cows? He must be a devata. If he's a devata, we are also devatas. Because we are his friends. Friends means equals, peers, right? If he's a devata, we are also devatas. When Krishna defeats Kamsa, right in front of the Gopas' eyes, then the Gopas say that, Krishna, you are so tender. Your bodily limbs are like a woman, like Abala. You are very tender. You often get defeated in my hands, and you could defeat Krishna's hands. Are you the same? You could defeat Kamsa. Are you the same, Krishna? Let me fight with you. In Kamsa's wrestling arena, another fight. After Krishna killed Kamsa, there's a fight between Krishna and the Gopas, and Krishna is defeated now. Krishna is defeated by the Gopas now. So when somebody is overwhelmed by prema for the Lord, they don't even acknowledge the position of the Lord. Hanumanji is always respectful to Lord Ramachandra. But Pandavas, they are one step ahead in their devotion, according to Hanumanji's opinion, they are one step ahead in their devotion, because they are prema paradhina. Are prema paradhina, vichara achara varjitaha. You have given up your vichara and achara. Vichara means your contemplation, good discrimination. Achara means etiquette. In Pandavas' relationship with Krishna, Pandavas forget their vichar, Pandavas forget their achar also. But Hanumanji says, I have to uphold vichar and I have to uphold achar also. This is achar, not achar. Not pickle. This is achar, etiquette. Achar vyavahar. So, then, niyojata tam dauti, you have engaged him in the service of yourself as a messenger, sarathya as a charioteer. You have forgotten all etiquette, you have forgotten all discrimination. Hanumanji says, I cannot forget that. You are one step ahead. See, different devotees who acted as hosts in Narada Muni's podcast, different devotees are giving different reasons why a devotee can be intimate to Krishna. One devotee says, oh, that devotee does more elaborate worship, he is better than me. Another devotee says that he is more intimate to Krishna than me. Another devotee says something else. So find some reason to acknowledge someone else's greatness. Don't be overwhelmed by feelings of your own greatness. That's the whole point. That is humility. Next. Nonam, 83rd shloka. Next one. Nonam re pandava mantram. Aushadham vatha kinchanam. Lokottaram vijanidhve mahamohana mohanam. Nunam re, earlier he said are, now it became re. Are to re. Nunam re pandava mantram. What mantra have you employed, O Pandavas? You must be knowing some transcendental herb or mantra that you hypnotized Krishna to act as your servant, to act as your messenger, to act as your chariot driver. Nunam re pandava mantram, give me that mantra also. He says, no, I don't want that mantra. I'm happy in my relationship with Ram. I'm happy to serve him like this, in a more reverential mode. I can't enter your mode, you are like a much, much exalted devotee. So, nunam re pandava mantram, aushadham vatha kanchana. What kind of aushadhi, what kind of herb have you employed to make Krishna behave like this? Lokottaram vijayanidhve. That is enchanting the most powerful enchanter, right? So Krishna is the greatest enchanter, and Krishna is also being enchanted with the love and affection of the Pandavas. Hanumanji is getting surprised with this, Madana, Manmatha is the most beautiful person. But Krishna is Sakshan Manmatha Manmataha. Manmatha is one who does mathan of your man. He churns your mind or your heart. But Krishna churns the mind or heart of Manmatha also. Sakshan Manmatha Manmataha. So Brahma Samhita says, Kandarpa Kotika Badiya Visesha Shobham Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Even millions of kandarpas also are insignificant in comparison to Krishna. Kandarpa darpa harasundara divya murte kanta kuchamburu hakutmala lola drishte kalyana nirmala gunakara divya kirte shri venkata chalapate tava suprabhatam. Some South Indian flavor, Tirupati flavor in Vrindavan. Sri Venkatachal, but I quoted this mainly for the first line. Kandarpa darpa harasundara divyamurti. Kandarpa is this madana, Kamadev. Darpa means his pride. See the words also, kandarpa and darpa. Darpa is pride. Kandarpa has a lot of darpa, that is very beautiful. Kandarpa darpa hara. Krishna is one who steals, haran. He is the best of all thieves. Kandarpa darpa harasundara divyamurti. Krishna is Sundara Divyamurti. He has this, such transcendental divine beauty that he can subdue the pride of even Kandarpa, who is the most beautiful man, most handsome man. And who is more beautiful than Krishna? He steals the pride of Cupid, but Krishna's pride is also stolen by someone else. That is Srimati Radharani. Right? Of course, Krishna is not proud like Kandarpa. Krishna steals the pride of Kandarpa, and even Krishna steals the heart of Radharani also.
Vraje prasiddham navanita choram gopanganam chadukula chauram aneka janmarjita papa chauram chauragraganyam purusham namami Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram Navambuda Shyamala Kanti Chauram Padashritanam Chasamasta Chauram Chauragraganyam Purusham Namami
Shri Radhikaya Hridayasya Chauram. Very, very nice, sweet to hear. You are seeing that picture. Navambuda Shyamala Kanti Chauram. Ah, very good. Very, very poetic expression. But Padashritanam cha Samasta Chauram. Are you ready for it? Padashritanam. If you take Ashraya of Krishna, if you take Sharanagati of Krishna, Samasta Chauram, he will steal away everything from you. Are you ready for it?
Chauragraganyam Purusham Namami.
So let us pray to that greatest thief. But anyways, Pandavas have stolen the heart of Krishna also. He says, Noonam re Pandava mantram. What kind of mantram have you employed? What kind of aushadhi have you employed? What kind of herb or mantra did you employ to completely control even Krishna, who is the greatest of all enchanters, greatest of all thieves? You have stolen his heart, Pandavas. So he's saying, but later Hanumanji reconciles. He says, Aho Mahaprabho Bhakta. So, master of all masters, you are conquered only by your great affection for your devotees. Till now, in front of Narada Muni, Hanumanji was addressing Pandavas. Noonam re, what kind of mantra you have employed? He's addressing Pandavas. Now he's addressing the Lord himself. Oho Mahaprabho, Bhakta Vatsalya Bhara Nirjita. You are Mahaprabhu. You are the master of all masters. Prabhu is master. Mahaprabhu is master of all masters. You are conquered by your great affection for your devotees. So Krishna is conquered by the affection of devotees. And Krishna is conquered by his own affection for his devotees. And this is how you attract their hearts. So there's mutual attraction. Aham bhakta paradhino hyasvatantra ivadvijaha sadhuvir grasta hradayo bhaktair bhakta janapriyaha. So now Hanumanji goes on to say, one by one, he glorified Pandavas in general. Now he says, let me begin with Bhima, then Arjun, then Yudhishthir. One by one I will glorify. He begins with Bhima. Why Bhima? Yudhishthir is the eldest, right? Why Hanumanji speaks about Bhima first? They're brothers. Both are Vayuputras. Both are Vayunandanas. So some extra affection for Bhima. Both are very strong. It's my great fortune. See Hanumanji's humility. Even while glorifying Bhima, Hanumanji says, it's my great fortune that Bhima is my younger brother. Bhima is better than me. I may be older than him, but he is greater than me in his relationship with Krishna. He says, he's Pritha's middle son, Bhima. He's my younger brother. It's my good fortune that I have become his older brother. See the humility of Hanuman. Then he glorifies Arjun. He glorifies Pandavas, the many other points. But now, Hanumanji, Narada Muni says, oh Hanumanji, you are glorifying Pandavas so much. Let's go. Let's go to Hastinapur or Dwaraka, wherever the Pandavas are, to meet them, to praise them. Hanumanji says, let's go, let's go. Now, somewhere in the middle, as Hanumanji is speaking, Narada Muni gets up. He starts dancing and singing. He got so overwhelmed by hearing this Vaishnava Katha. Devotees are excited by hearing Krishna Katha, but they are also excited hearing Vaishnava Katha. We should be equally eager to hear the glories of Vaishnavas, not only Krishna himself. So Narada Muni became so excited with this pure, unalloyed, unreserved glorification of Pandavas done by Hanuman. He got up and started dancing. Hanuman was thinking, It's not that you are giving a class to, you know, 200 people and then one person just gets up and then goes like this, that the boy is going now. or he starts jumping up and down. There's only a podcast going on, by the way. Hanuman and Narada Muni, only two people are conversing. As Hanumanji is speaking, Narada Muni gets up and starts dancing. Hanumanji says, I still have to say something more. Why are you dancing now? Relax, please sit down, please calm down. No, I'm ecstatic, let's go to Pandavas. Hanuman says, okay, I'll come with you, let me glorify them more. So he glorifies a little bit and both of them decide to go to Pandavas. But Hanumanji says, stop, Narada Muni, I'm not coming with you. What happened? I thought in the next podcast there will be two hosts. Two hosts, because there are five guests. Seven guests. Who are the seven? Draupadi and Kunti are also there. So there, because there are seven guests there, prominently five, because there are multiple guests there, there should be two hosts. Hanuman, you also come with me. Two brahmacharis will interview all these five Pandavas and Draupadi and Kunti. So Hanuman says, no, I will not come with you. I am happy here. I am happy in Kimpurusha Loka. I am happy to serve Lord Ramachandra. He has his logic also. I won't be able to describe the whole logic completely, but you can just show that one picture, Prabhu. Hanumanji is doing aarti to Ram. So he says that, I have a natural affection for Lord Ramachandra. I fell in love with Lord Ramachandra. And I understand Krishna is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. I understand Krishna's devotees, the Pandavas, had great love and affection for Krishna. But still, I better stay in my mood. I like this mood. I let me stay like this. Let me worship Lord Ram. If there is any service, I will immediately come there. If Krishna calls me for some service, if Ram calls me for some service, if he says that in Dwarka there is some seva, or in Hastinapur there is some seva, I will immediately come. But I cannot come without any seva. Right now, my seva is to get absorbed in chanting the names of Ram, singing the glories of Ram, and singing the glories of Ram along with all the Kimpurusha Loka Vasis. I cannot come. I want to be fixed up in this devotion. Not just that. Hanumanji had another reason also. Krishna is displaying some unique pastimes at this moment on this planet. What were the unique pastimes? Earlier, as Lord Ramachandra, Ram maintained his dignity. Ram maintained his regal and formal and kind of official mood. He is not overly playful. He is not naughty. He doesn't steal. He is not Sauragra Ganyam. He is only Maryada Purushottam. But now Krishna is manifesting higher levels of intimacy, even on the earthly planet, with his devotees. Sometimes Arjuna also keeps pulling legs of Krishna. Sometimes Krishna also jokes with Arjuna. And in Vrindavan, my God, what all Krishna does, only he knows. If I go and witness that kind of pastimes, that flavor of pastimes of Krishna, I'll be bewildered. I may judge them unnecessarily. I may judge the devotees. I may judge the Lord himself probably. Or I may doubt what's happening. Or I may feel totally uncomfortable and out of place. Because different devotees have different moods. They connect with the Lord in different ways. So Hanumanji says, if I go and witness the intimate loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees, I will get bewildered. Even Brahma got bewildered. What to speak of me? When did Brahma get bewildered? Brahma came. Like there is a lot of tumultuous sound in the upper planets. All the devatas are just happily celebrating Krishna's victory over Aghasur. All these sounds went up to Brahmaloka. And Brahma came to Vrindavan on his swan carrier and he saw Krishna in the middle of hundreds of concentric circles made by the gopas. And one gopa is eating some laddu and says, Krishna, this laddu is so nice. You eat it. From his mouth, he is taking that laddu and putting in Krishna's mouth, and Krishna is happily eating. And Krishna is also doing the same with other gopas. Brahma got bewildered. I mean, this is not the way we worship. We have We have a lot of standard procedures. We have to ring a bell, we have to close the curtain, we have to chant mantras. We never offer bhogal from our mouth to Krishna's mouth. And some Rajavasis also say that Krishna became very greedy for Madhumangal's buttermilk. Madhumangal got some very special buttermilk in his pot, and Krishna wanted some from Madhumangal. Madhumangal is not at all willing to share. He's very greedy to eat the whole thing. And he put all the chas in his mouth, and his mouth became like Hanuman's mouth, like this. Krishna is very determined to get that chas. So when Madhumangal's mouth was like this, Krishna did like this. All the buttermilk came like from his mouth, and Krishna is drinking that. And Brahma is saying, is he God? Is he Supreme Personality of Godhead? I sang Purusha Sukta to please him. Sahasra Sirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishta Dashangulam. So I chanted all this praise for him, this 6-year-old boy who is drinking buttermilk from the mouth of Madhumangal. Is he really God? Let me steal his gopas and calves. So seeing the intimate loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees, even Brahma got bewildered. And I am a vanara. Hanuman says, I am a vanara. Vanaras means, no, we have our own natures. So I will get more bewildered. So I think I cannot come to Dwarka. You go. You do podcast. You are a very good host. You are very experienced host. You have conducted so many podcasts. You can conduct interview of all these 7 people in one shot very nicely. Please don't call me there. I'm happy here. Hanumanji says, I will not come with Narada Muni. And he glorifies Lord Ramachandra so beautifully from sloka number 100 to 104. Very beautiful. That's for your homework. Then one last point. This I cannot give homework. This I have to speak now. Hanumanji says that, Narada Muni, I am a brahmachari. You are also a brahmachari. But Pandavas are not brahmacharis. And they are not like normal grihasthas also. They are emperors. They are the rulers of the planet. They have so much opulence. They have wives. They have treasury. They have soldiers. They have ministers. They have great palaces. And they have so much power. They are into politics. They are fighters. But never underestimate their devotion. Just because you are a celibate and I am a celibate, we both are brahmacharis, that does not mean we are in a better position than them. Even to accommodate that thought in your mind for a moment is also an offense. Because Krishna doesn't see the ashram of a devotee. Krishna sees the heart of a devotee. Naham vipro na cha narapater na api vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni na cha grihapater novanastho yatirvam. Kintu prodyan nikhila paramananda purna mrutabdher. Gopi bhartu padakamala yor dasa dasa anudasa. Says, Naham vipro na cha narapater. I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaishya, I am not a shudra. Who says? Mahaprabhu says in the Rathayatra. He says, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not a sannyasi. Then who are you? Gopi bhartu padakamala yor dasa dasa anudasa. I am just a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the master of gopis of Vrindavan. So that is the original identity. So Narada Muni, never discriminate. Don't think that Pandavas are any less. They are earthly kings involved with politics and prosperity and household affairs. And you are a brahmachari, I am a brahmachari. You have done very freely this podcast with me, but you should understand that Pandavas are no less. In fact, they are better than us. Of course, Narada Muni never thinks like that. But as an extra caution, Hanumanji is saying this. So, actually Prabhu was quoting this shloka. Kashayanna cha bhojanadi niyamanno vavane vasato vyakhyanad thava munivrata bhara chittodbhavakshiyate. I will not quote the second half. Suspense. Kintu speed, there is a very beautiful second half. I have never seen a speaker giving 24 hours gap from first half of the shloka to second half of the shloka. But I respect Prabhu's preference to keep the second half suspense. But very sweet, very beautiful. But the first half is simple. Kashayan, just by wearing saffron cloth, lust will not go. Material desires will not go. Kashayan cha bhojanadi niyaman. That's very beautiful, Prabhu. Bhojanadi niyaman. Pigeons versus tigers or lions. That's amazing. So bhojanadi niyaman. Just by eating only non-spicy khichdi every day, lust will not go. Just by eating some roots and bulbs and herbs, lust will not go. Like, you see, Rishyasringa, he did not even see the form of opposite gender for significant portion of his life. But he ended up in the kingdom of Dasharatha Maharaj. So, kashayanya cha bhojanadi niyaman nova vane vasato. Just staying away from the mainstream society and living in some secluded forests will not ensure destruction of lust. Vyakhyana tathavamunivrata bharat. Vyakhyana, by studying so many commentaries, analyzing the Sanskrit, seeing things from historical perspective, philosophical perspective, poetic perspective, linguistic perspective, grammatic perspective, will not destroy lust. Will not destroy the effect of Kamadev. What will destroy? Prabhu will speak. I will not speak. So, no. So, anyways, the context here is, he is saying that just because we are brahmacharis, that does not mean we are better than grihasthas. That's the point. Just because we both are brahmacharis, don't underestimate the greatness of Pandavas. Pandavas are very exalted devotees, never have even an iota of reservation to go and glorify their devotion. Hanumanji is saying this. Sitting here. I will not come, but you go. And sometimes there is a reservation in the minds of renunciants that if I go and associate with a householder, if I go and associate with a grihastha Vaishnava, then I may get attracted to their opulence. Of course, that care a renunciant has to take care, undoubtedly. One should not get allured by the opulence, etc. But that does not mean one who is living amidst opulence has less love for Krishna. Right? So he says, simply to think that Pandavas are wealthy sense gratifiers and renunciants should avoid associating with them itself is an offense. Even without seeing it, even to think like that is an offense. It is a grave offense from which the offender might never be able to recover. Generally, when you say commit an offense, there is some kind of atonement, or if you say sorry, if you beg forgiveness, offense will be relieved. But if somebody judges another Vaishnava based on their ashram status, that's an offense. Who is saying this? Hanumanji is saying this to Narada Muni. One brahmachari is saying this to another brahmachari. So, brahmacharya is great, but being fanatic as a brahmachari is not good. Right? So next, Hanumanji praises Pandavas' detachment and devotion. He says, those Pandavas never desire anything material. Amongst all the Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj is foremost. So he has complete disinterest in royal opulence. He can effortlessly give up all the kingdom whenever he wants. So in fact, that kingdom is a burden of love for Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj considers the kingdom as a burden of love and as a service to the Lord, he is just doing this. Nishamya bhishmoktam athachyutoktam. The way Krishna guided Arjuna, guided Yudhishthira Maharaj, the way Bhishma guided Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj is conducting the kingdom in those lines. So, Hanumanji with great humility, although he is personally absorbed in his devotion, although he is personally absorbed in his chanting of the names of the Lord, he has great respect for the Pandavas. He is not saying that they are inferior to me. He is willing to admit his lower position compared to Pandavas, and this is not inferiority complex. When a Vaishnava humbles himself, when a Vaishnava thinks of himself low, that's not because of self-pity or self-absorption or self-infatuation or self-obsession or self-centeredness or inferiority complex or envy or jealousy. It is like genuinely acknowledging the glory of another Vaishnava. genuinely acknowledging the grace of Krishna on that Vaishnava. When we, without any reservations, glorify other devotees, acknowledge their greatness, then we will become better recipients of Krishna's mercy. Like Mother Yashoda renders services to Krishna, like a mother. She dresses him, decorates him, bathes him, feeds him, makes him sleep, wakes him up, chastises him, scolds him, loves him, hugs him, kisses him, does so many things. And all the other motherly gopis of Vrindavan, they feel, if we also get this opportunity, that would be nice. Only Yashoda Mata is serving Krishna like a mother, we also want to serve. But they never had envy towards Mother Yashoda. They only appreciated Mother Yashoda. Therefore, Krishna bestowed a similar good fortune upon all these gopis and gave them an opportunity to serve Krishna like Mother Yashoda does. So when we appreciate another Vaishnava's good fortune, Krishna will bestow similar good fortune upon all of us. But when we envy another Vaishnava's good fortune, probably whatever we have also will be lost. So better never envy another Vaishnava. And in such a non-envious attitude, in such humble mindset, in such a respectful demeanor, we'll be able to chant the holy names of the Lord and we'll conquer all the lower desires. Namani pranayena te sukrutinam tanvanti tundotsavam dhamani prathayanti hanta jalada shyamani netranjanam Samani Shruti Saskuli Muralika Jatanya Lankurvate Kamani Vrita Cheta Sami Havibho Nashami Nashobhate Namani Pranayena Te Sukritinam Tanvanti Tundotsavam. Whenever the name of Krishna is dancing on the tongue of a devotee, Tundotsavam, that's a celebration of the tongue. The devotee feels that, oh, my tongue is having a great utsav now. Tanvanti tundotsavam dhamani prathayanti hanta jalada shyamani netranjanam. Netranjanam means this black ointment which is decorating the eyes. But the real decoration of a devotee's eye is the blackish form of Krishna. Samani Shruti Sashkuli Muralika Jatanyalankurvate. The real alankar of ears is not that, what is that? Earrings, jhumka, this and that. The real alankar, it's okay. I'm done with the class in 1 minute. So the real alankar of ears is Krishna's flute song, Krishna's name, Krishna Katha. But to be able to relish Krishna's name with our tongue, to be able to really relish Krishna Katha with our ears, to be able to relish Krishna's beautiful form with our eyes, we should raise above this material desires. But ironically or interestingly, by engaging our eyes in seeing Krishna, by engaging our ears in hearing about Krishna, by engaging our tongue in chanting Krishna's names, we will raise above kama. Kama nivrita chetasami havibho nashami nashobhate. This material desires in the heart will never shine anymore when we engage all our senses in Krishna's service. Ataha Sri Krishna Nabhadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyehi. But Sevon Mukhehi Jihavado Swayame Vasparatyata. So when we engage our senses in service of the Lord, automatically we will be able to realize Krishna's Nama Rupa Gunalila. But along with engaging our senses in Krishna's service, along with chanting Krishna's names, along with hearing Harikatha, along with remembering the Lord, along with worshipping the Lord, we need to also develop these four qualities. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena. Humility, tolerance, respecting everyone, not hankering to be honored by others. When we have these four qualities, along with this sincere sadhana elements, then we'll be able to chant Krishna's names. Then we'll be able to rise above all other distractions and become recipients of Krishna's mercy. And that's what these devotees are demonstrating now. Hanumanji, or Pandavas, or all the other Vaishnavas, they are sincere in their sadhana. they are engaging their service, senses in Krishna's service, and also they have respect for their Vaishnavas, they have humility, they have tolerance, they have compassion, Vaishnava qualities and sadhana. Combination of these two, sadhana and sadhachara, will make us recipients of Krishna's mercy. We need not be best recipients of Krishna's mercy, we need to try our best to receive Krishna's mercy. As Maharaj says, try your best in our guided japa sessions. So with this, I tried my best to cover the next chapter also, but today I covered only half chapter. Don't blame me, blame Hanumanji. So, Hanuman, of course I should accept blame, but this is different. So Hanumanji's glories are so intoxicating. Although I tried to control myself so much, but still I could only cover half chapter today. In the first 2 days we did 3.5 chapters, in the third day we did only half chapter. But next 3 chapters we will do in next 2 days. Hopefully. Thank you very much. Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrit ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj, any comments, corrections?
If you are very hastily eat food, you can't relish. You have to eat slowly, in due time, chew, and then the nectar comes out. So remain slow. No need to rush through. You want to relish.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj gave me license to go slow. Hare Krishna.
Jai Madan Dasan Prabhuji ki
Jai.